Hey, and welcome back to Lion's Den Podcast. We are on Season 2, Episode 86. If you haven't listened to any of the other episodes, I would suggest going back through those. Today, we're going to talk about reading, how that has helped myself, and how it kind of kickstarts your brain in the morning so that you can get more done. So one of the things that I have found the best and the most productive in the morning is what you start your day with. That kind of progresses and gets your brain started for the day. So if you waste the morning, you fall behind, you kind of start feeling bad about yourself, you don't get ahead, then you're kind of trying to catch up all day. So for myself, what I have found that the number one thing is to get some reading done in the morning, first thing when I come into the office, get my goals down, get everything I want to get done for that day. Things happen throughout the day you have no control over, but if you get the reading in the morning, I have just found that it really kickstarts my brain so that I'm actually getting something done. I have found that over time, by doing reading, having different books on the go, it has really helped me actually progress through different parts of my life. One of my favorite things about reading is what you read. Sometimes it's all the time people think that they have to focus on like developing and becoming like self-betterment reading. I have found that sometimes I feel like that, but then there's sometimes where I feel like just literally listening to through Audible or through sitting down and actually reading just a storybook. Basically, sometimes you need that for your brain. I have found that one of them was Jaws, another one Jurassic Park. Those have helped me just kind of disconnect, lose myself for a bit, and then kick off the day. I love goal setting and all of that type of books as well. Tim Tebow's books have helped me big time. Life's Golden Ticket, there's many, but I like to have a mixture. So it depends on where you are in life. And one of those things that I have found in reading and as you start picking things that you want is you have to feel out exactly how you feel in those days. What do you want to do that morning? You don't necessarily need to be like, I have to finish something, because if you aren't feeling like doing it, you will actually not get the most out of it. So trying to get your brain into what part of life you're in right now. I have found that over time, when you do this, it'll actually really, really increase your productivity throughout a day. Sometimes the disconnect just gets you right back to where you need to be, and it makes you feel way better about yourself. Another thing is sometimes you need that self-betterment, goal setting, reconnect, get you so that you can actually get things done for that day. I have found that one of my favorite ways to do all of these type of things is figuring out exactly talking to people, because people will share what they're reading, and sometimes this really helps actually share and understand, okay, I would like to maybe try out reading this, or we're going through similar things, what have you been doing? Sometimes this connect and actually talking to people can make you feel way better about yourself, and you'll actually start seeing results. When you do this, you will then understand exactly where you are in life and start realizing that, you know what, right now I could do this and I can actually get some goals, and sharing it with people, because if you actually share what you're reading, you can help people, they can help you. And it's one of the best things about getting that done in the mornings, I have found. Yes, I understand that some people like doing it before bed, and then it gives you something to think on while you sleep. That's another great way to do it. I just have found in my past reading as one of the most beneficial things, and I benefit more in the morning. I retain more. When I'm doing it later, I do not retain as much. I'm not saying it's not as good. I'm just saying that I do not retain as much. So to each their own, but when you're actually doing something like that, you need to realize what works for you, and maybe you can do both. Maybe you have different types of books. I have started to try to do more development stuff in the morning and then more story stuff at night. That has then helped myself, but actual retention and developing myself, I have noticed that if I do that too late, I do not retain, and then I'm continually rereading and going back through things. So that is not the most productive thing that I could do with my time. So that is what I have found, and I have found that this can really, really help me and actually kickstart my brain into getting more out of each and every day. Now, as always, giving you guys goals and things, one of the things that I would say is reach out and start connecting with people in your life and see what they're reading, maybe you're not a big reader, maybe try like an Audible subscription to start, see if maybe listening is something for you. I have just found that sometimes reading, actually you have to read the actual book, so figure out how you're going to kickstart it. Ask yourself that right now. Audible is great for some, And for some, I like to go back over, and that's much harder. So going back over certain lessons and such. So sit back, think about exactly what you want to do, what you want to get into, what are some of the ideas, your goals, and just ask yourself that. You don't need to list things. Just start thinking about exactly what do you want out of the next day, week, month, year. And what are some of the books that you have been interested in that you've pushed back because you haven't made time for them? Start reaching out to people in your life. See exactly what you can get out of it. And I think you will see a huge difference in your life by even just giving 5 to 10 minutes a day into this in morning and night, or one or the other, whichever works for you. It's not one size fits all type idea. You have to figure out exactly what works for you and how you are going to become your full potential and actually understand unlocking everything in your life. So sit back, think about some of the things that interest you. What do you want out of it? Talk to some people, see exactly what type of books they're reading, and maybe share a few back and forth. This will help you. It will also help them. Thank you so much for listening, and we will chat again soon.